sounds like you swallowed some bamboo.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what's going on with my voice. I feel 100%, but my voice just sounds like jacked up at the moment. But I've got like big problems with bamboo at the end of my garden. I flippantly mentioned it at work, yeah. And everyone was like, "Oh, it's really bad." I was like, "It's not what I want to hear."
We made his problem worse, basically, and that's not good. So we said, well, "Come on, then, tell us what's what."
Right, so here we are at the back of my garden, and where the fence is at the end, I've got a tree and loads of bamboo. It is about 15, 20 foot tall. I mean, if I think of a 10 foot basketball net, it's taller than that. Anyway, it looks fine. Privacy, higher than the fence, can't see the neighbours. Fantastic. However, when I now walk around here, like this, there's all these bits here sticking up from the ground. That's me kicking it. And they're quite dangerous. They're sticking out of the ground. There's loads of them. Rock hard. 1 inch, 2 inch, 3 inch. All different heights. Where people, I think the previous owners have definitely... Ow! They've definitely chopped it off. How can I get rid of it?
Enjoyed that report. A kind of fusion between... your Steve Irwins, I'm going to root around. Your Alan Titch Marshes.
Mm.
Your Martin Roberts.
So I have these bamboo, like, clusters.
Yeah.
And it's where the child area is in my garden. So that's where my little baby Ivy runs around. She's, like, two. And she trips over them. I trip over them. And I was like, well, if you trip and then fall on one, they're quite dangerous. So I thought, right, I'll try and get rid of some of this stuff.
The ivy and the bamboo isn't mixing, is it?
So I tried weed killer.
Yeah.
Did nothing.
Yeah.
My dad, throw some diesel on it.
Oh, that'll sort it out.
So I put some diesel, tried pouring that on it, did nothing. So then I mentioned it at work and everyone was like, oh, you're absolutely screwed. Your garden, you're going to have to spend thousands of pounds getting rid of it. And I was like, this can't be true.
Well, is it? John Barton's from BPA... or rather, let's go that right way around. It's because my initials are BP. PBA Solutions, an invasive weed control company in the New Forest, no less. John, good morning.
Good morning.
Look, what do you reckon then? What's your summation of this? Why does it always grow so quickly?
Because it's not from this country. But we've got the perfect conditions, haven't we, for some of these exotic plants. And bamboo is just one of those plants.
What should he be doing about it then, John?
Well, as he's found out, it's tough. It's really tough stuff to get rid of. And for most of us, to try and do that manually with hand tools is near on impossible. So what we do is we go in with small excavators in many cases, and we dig it out. We dig it out completely. The good news is the roots are quite shallow, but as your newsman has found out, Matt, the roots are dense, they're tough. And really difficult to break. So that's what we do with the digger.
So he needs a pro like you, or he needs to get down to Brandon Tool Hire or another tool hire company and get yourself on a digger, Sam.
I was kind of hoping to like pay some spotty kid to do it for me, like, you know, some beginner gardener.
No, you need the pros.
Or an apprentice.
But... Is it your number one call out at the moment then, John? What are the other perils in the garden that peeve people?
Yeah, so bamboo is something that has gained popularity for us. We've always got people phoning in this time of year with this problem with bamboo, and we think that's because of the number of programs about 20 years ago that promoted bamboo, and now these bamboos are 20-year-old, they're mature, they're causing problems. And it's not dissimilar to things like Japanese knotweed, which has been in the news for several years now. And those are the kind of weeds that we're dealing with all the time.
I remember really vividly going out when I was at a former radio station in Bristol to a family who were affected so much by Japanese knotweed that they were in tears. And I went there thinking, yeah, they're probably going to be a bit peeved by this. But they were actually there in tears. And it just reminds you about what an invasive species can do every day to your life.
Yeah, definitely. And that's exactly our experience. We've had... people on the phones in tears on quite a few occasions, because these plants that at the garden centre seem sort of lovely and nice in a few years' time can really cause you significant problems. And I think that is the issue with bamboo, because you can still buy it in the garden centre. So if you're going to buy it, you've got to make sure you plant it properly, put some root barrier around it, plant it in a trough, and keep an eye on it, because it will get out of control if you let it.
Well, he's not crying yet, but that's just a vignette of what could come then, Sam.
OK, then, John. So I know this is over the phone and you'd want to see the job, but just on a vague idea, of an area, say, 8 by 8 foot, roughly how much is that going to cost me if you came into the job?
To dig it out properly with an excavator, removing the waste to a skip and off-site, with follow-up monitoring to make sure we've done our job properly, it's not unusual to be charging £1,500 to £2,000.
Plus VAT.
Which I know is a lot of money, plus VAT. I know it's a lot of money, but the equipment and the labour involved is quite considerable as well.
John, I've got to say, Sam's a bit of a cash man. I'm only kidding. There's paperwork for everything he does. Thank you ever so much, John. Really love getting you on, your expertise. That is John Barton from PBA Solutions, an invasive weed control company in the New Forest. Look, we had a joke, but I